Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, how you doing?
Pass that bottle to me. Welcome to another edition of the Sip and Chew Show. We're an hour earlier normally and an hour early today, and which is a good
if
thing.
If you're there, hey.
I needed that extra hour to lick my wounds this morning.
They took an hour away, Mike.
Whatever. I have an hour less to lick my wounds now?
Yeah.
Good God.
Mike, I had a burning. This one isn't on yet.
Okay.
I had a burning question for anybody not listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Did they forget to set their clock back, or did they move the clock an hour forward and still miss the show?
And my question is,
so call in if you're not here.
Who in 2022 has to reset their clock? Come on, get one that does it itself.
My phone does it.
Most of my electronics do it.
Most phones.
Laptops do it as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, that's true.
Yeah. So, and just go off of those. But a lot of electronics now already just come with that in it.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, it's not going to be necessary. Because we're only going to do this crap one more time, and then it's done forever. So.
We were talking about that this morning on news.
Yeah. They're doing it the wrong way. Today should have been the last change ever.
Mm-hmm.
We should just keep the real time.
We're going to wait till what springs forward.
Yeah, and so we will always be wrong on what time it is. You will all be dying an hour sooner, thanks to that.
I was listening, and Bill Finch may have touched on this earlier, who the person was that who invented this. And he happens to be a guy who studies bugs, and he wanted two extra hours of daylight so he could find more bugs. And I guess this goes way back to the
way to do 14th. That is to get up 2 hours earlier.
Yeah, well, if it's still dark. Well, it depends on where you live at.
Because here's ultimately what's happening.
No, listen.
You're still getting up at the same time you should have been getting up to begin with.
Exactly.
Just your clock says something else.
But
you're making everyone else now have to get up an hour earlier.
You know, the sun goes down. The sun goes down an hour or two earlier on the East Coast than it does on the West Coast. And it's like being in Bordeaux, France. It was still daylight at 10:30 at night.
Well, the further north,
exactly.
You are,
yeah.
If you're at above the Arctic Circle, it may stay. You may only have three hours of night.
Hey, that guy ought to go look for bugs up more further north.
He would have a lot less to look for that far north.
I don't know. I did kind of hear something about that on.
Although I am learning, watching all these outdoor shows. We got some mosquitoes down here, right? We got some mosquitoes.
We got skeeters, for sure.
Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Alaska, Canada. Their mosquitoes look at ours and go, oh, aren't they cute?
Here, hold my.
They have the worst mosquitoes on the planet is in those northern
parts. Well, here's the thing.
They hit you like a bullet.
Here's the thing. Been to Canoe Base in Minnesota, mm-hmm. Boy Scout Canoe Base. Now, they get below what? They can get as low as 30 or 45 below zero up there.
Yeah. There's some town in Minnesota is like the coldest city in North America.
And they come; those mosquitoes come back as big as birds.
Yeah,
and they're not. It's not a single mosquito. They're all married and got big families.
Hey, well, at least their mosquitoes have family values.
They probably got recipes for them up there. Don't you think?
Yeah.
The only episode I saw of Naked and Afraid was the mosquito ridden Louisiana bayou country, and they lasted two nights and had to be taken out of there.
I'm going to tell you what. I've been on Horn Island in August for two nights, and that's horrible. And we did a Boy Scout trip out there.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible. We were sitting there at 5 in the morning waiting on the boat to come back to get us.
Or hope you can
it
find,
was horrible.
Hope
it was
you can
horrible.
Find some green wood.
Those
too.
Mosquitoes were just eating us alive, and then we were sweating on top of that, and all that mosquito spray was just tenderizer. But I'm gonna tell you what, I'd rather put up mosquitoes than I would the no-see-ums in South Carolina.
The what?
The no-see-ums along the Carolina and Georgia coast. You can't even see the things.
That's why they call them no-see-um.
Yeah. Oh, my God, those things that eat you up. I think one of the minor league teams, maybe it's Savannah, has a minor league baseball team called the Nats. And, man, they ate us alive.
You do realize in this state we have the Montgomery Biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
And in Georgia, they have the Macon Whoopie.
Mm-hmm.
Nats is not really
catchy.
That big. Yeah. I think the Macon Whoopie is the best sports name in baseball.
You don't like Trash Panda?
Trash Panda is also quite artistic.
But I like one of the originals. I know when we had a hockey team, I like one of the original names that somebody wrote in. And
can you say it on air?
We were Mystics, you know, Mystic
yeah.
And Sticks.
My Sticks. Yeah.
Sticks.
Which was cool.
What I loved.
Loved the Mystics.
Somebody wrote in to do Hicks with Sticks.
Well, that's
I thought that was hilarious.
That's the slogan.
That's because they were talking about other people, right?
Hicks with Sticks.
Well, you know, Mike, we do have serious business to tend
to
today.
Do we?
Yeah, we have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, Jerry from Dwell Mobiles, an organization I just discovered this week. Mm-hmm. She's going to come home and tell us about the open house fundraiser they've got coming later, later on this week. And I'm sure at least one person had a birthday this week.
Well, we know two.
Two? Okay.
Yeah, we know two.
All right. Anyone in the room?
Let me look.
Just get on with it. Charlie, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Charlie.
Thank you.
And the other person.
You don't look a day over 90.
That's a compliment for me.
And Charlie looked at Mike and said, thanks, Grandpa. By the way, are you planning on playing Santa later on in the year?
No, this is No Shave November.
Oh, okay.
And and I hate shaving. I really do.
Yeah.
I need
it
to go ahead and
nothing to do with the cause. It's just an excuse to go a month without having to put a razor.
I just hate shaving. I really do.
Yeah, but it's a lot harder to keep
and
it trimmed.
I know it. Well, you know, I'm kind of – sometimes I feel like a recluse. And if I don't want people around, I just grow my beard out, and they don't bother me.
My
they
life
think
goal
I'm crazy.
Is to be a recluse.
Every now and then I'll do this, Charlie. I'll act like I'm catching bugs over my head. And yeah. That won't bother me.
Yeah, my life goal is to be a recluse. Instead of a brown recluse, though, I'm going to be a pasty white freckled recluse.
A Caucasian recluse.
No, pasty white freckled recluse.
Oh, Lord mercy. It's going downhill more and more here.
So, an interesting weekend of college football.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was one play away from being the best weekend of college football I could have possibly had.
You know, Alabama's only lost two games
right.
by a total of 3 points.
Right, right. And on the road against top 10 competition.
Yeah.
Which is why the calls for firing Saban are just flabbergasting me. Twitter was alive with it last night.
And
the game's passed him by.
And
we need to hire Lane before Auburn does.
You
got
to fire that offensive coordinator.
You mean the guy that's had you a Heisman Trophy winner last year and the sixth best offense with a terrible offense?
We couldn't make a touchdown for almost two innings there.
Two innings?
Two quarters.
Oh.
Couldn't he make a touchdown?
Need a quarterback.
Couldn't have anything to do with it.
We got a Heisman Trophy quarterback.
Yeah, but he was.
But you do have a bad offensive line for the second
year. A horrible offensive line.
As does Auburn.
I don't know if it's injuries, but I'm scared of Mississippi next week.
You should be scared of Auburn.
Well, maybe them too.
Did you see how they played under Cadillac?
They got a new energy.
It was very and it is nice for me to be able to say I can finally blame the refs for a loss.
But I'm gonna tell you what,
other than us just getting our crap kicked out.
Enjoyed the Notre Dame game.
I didn't get to see any of it.
But they played Clemson.
Right, I knew they upset
whooped
Clemson.
Them.
Whooped
just
them, huh?
Wore them out. All right, folks, we got a break coming up. 251-343-0106.
What is
it? Callahan's Irish Social Club, and somebody's got a birthday connected with that place. I'll tell you about when we come back.
Ooh, folks, that's a first-class tease right there.
And can I share my burning question when we come back?
Sure. After we do our other stuff.
Yeah. Well, sure. Where's the music?
I don't know.
No, that's your job.
You're the maestro.
Well, Here they come.
Put some of that stuff that Bill put on her.
That was awesome.
Get on the line. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, y'all. This is Sarah Lassiter with Renaissance Mobile Hotels, and you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Michael.
See,
you know our good friends at Hall Sausage and Wholesale Meats, they do a lot to contribute to us and help us keep us on the air, and we want to say thank you to them. And they are good friends, and they are working with this little griller girl, Cammie. Okay, check this. They're a kids' grilling class. November 12th, 10 a.m. at Loblolly Farms out there in God's Country in Sims. And I've shared the information on our Facebook page. And there's a lot of good organizations involved with this. The Cookery Project is involved as well. Man, take your kids out and let them learn how to grill Thursday.
I want to go learn how to grill.
Yeah, isn't that Thursday? The 12th? Well, it's 6 days from now, if y'all can do the math.
Saturday.
Saturday. Well, that makes a lot more sense, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and, you know, Hall Sausage does a lot of stuff like this. So we want to make sure that people know that they are such a great organization that you don't know all the good stuff they do in this community.
We know Deborah personally.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Her family's got to feel like sometimes, do we have a mom anymore? Because she's always gone doing these things.
Yeah.
But they're all adults. And they...
So that's one of the reasons that we were proud to go with a sponsor like Hall's Sausage and Wholesale Meats. It's because they give so much community. As does Tony Sawyer down at Bob's Downtown Diner. Where is that again?
Corner Fat and Happy.
All right.
Peace, love, and bacon grease there. I didn't go today. Usually I go on Sundays sometimes, but I didn't go.
Have you been
today.
This week, though?
Huh?
Have you been this week, though?
No, I have not been this week. I went last week, though.
Okay.
I got enough to make
up for them missing you this week? Because I know they miss your shining face.
And, well,
that's why they named it a
my
sandwich.
My charming personality, yes. But and also, we certainly want to thank Butch Cassidy's. And
good old Roy Sawyer,
you know,
there in Flo Show.
I hope there's something in the works. I hope it comes together soon. That's all I'll say about that. But, yeah, it's right there at the corner of Oshel and Flores Street, which we fondly call
Flo Shell.
And Roy is the mayor of Flo Shell that we call him.
Yeah. And we also would be remiss if we didn't bring up Alabama Coasting, which is an organization that does so much in this community, whether it's letting the best grill steak guys go head-to-head or getting you some reggae music. You don't know what all they're involved
in. They're all there.
You can find out by going to their Facebook page or visiting alabamacoasting.com.
You're absolutely right about that. And let's don't forget our friends at Le Vachon Wine and Tapas Bar over in Daphne.
Daphne.
Daphne, Alabama.
On the Eastern Shore.
That's the 626.
Yes, but it is a no snob zone, right?
It's a no snob zone for sure, that place.
Yeah, it's a very,
but
it's a beautiful place. It's a comfortable place.
But, you know, we also each top and bottom, at the quarters of each hour and top and bottom, we always bring up Callahan's Irish Social Club.
Yeah.
Well, today is JT's birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
That's that tease we were talking about in the first
quarter. He's not as old as Charlie. But,
nobody is old as Charlie.
but JT looks good for his age. But JT's young. So. He's young and he works out. And I've seen him eat lunch. He eats a lot of salad, you know. His nose twitches a lot like a rabbit sometimes. But we certainly appreciate all these fine people for helping us out here. So, anyway, Charlie.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
And I apologize for the hum. We have a little problem with this microphone this morning, and it's not operator error, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, you guys, particularly Stu, talks about – charcuterie boards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know, because I've never actually made one or had one.
Oh, I have.
If you could tell us exactly what it is, and is this also a meal, or is this like hors d'oeuvres or something?
All right.
So what's the board like to begin with? Is it just
Let's start with what charcuterie is.
Okay.
Charcuterie is the French word for the art of preserving meat.
Okay.
In Italian, it is called salumiere, which may sound very similar to you to salami, doesn't mm-hmm. it? It's because salami is part of salumiere. And it means, when I say art of preserved meats, so that's going to be prosciutto, ham from Italy, or speck from France, that uses old school pre-refrigeration forms of preservation, salt and curing. And the meats that that produces, whether it be a pressed meat that turns into pepperoni, or it just be a piece of meat that is dry cured with salt and no heat at any time, none of it's ever cooked, that is charcuterie. A charcuterie board is simply a cutting board with a bunch of that on it.
Like samplings?
Right. And this is essentially what lunch is in France.
Mm-hmm. Is it all meat and cheese, or do
meat,
you have sweet?
It's usually meat, bread, and some things like that. The cheese is an American addition for the most part. Yeah. You either do charcuterie or cheese in France.
Usually. Yeah, you got a regular cheese board, and they can include the same thing, everything that charcuterie does, except the meat. And they'll all include nuts, preserves, pickled things.
So do you have any sweet things on the board?
I especially love pickled onions.
I think I gave you the wrong number.
Do you have any sweet things on the board?
You can. And I recommend, and I've recommended before, that people do a chocolate and cheese charcuterie-like board. I'm not sure if there's a certain name for that exactly.
Okay, now this board is flat and smooth.
It's usually flat. Well, it could be anything. It could be anything. But a lot of them are, looks like they dropped a tree, let it cure, and then slice it up in one-inch thick boards and just made it real pretty, you know.
And especially if you did it on a plate, that would be a good way to do that.
I've seen them on plates. They don't make the presentations they do on a board. And it's called
drama.
Board.
Okay,
drama.
So how do you eat the food that's on there?
Any way you want to.
Fingers.
Are there any
way
tools for doing it?
There are some spreads, crackers. You know, for your spreads and cheeses.
No. I meant for actually getting it off the board into your mouth.
Most people use their fingers. It's a finger food thing.
Yeah.
Okay, but I understood there were some sets of tools you could get.
But there are, you know, if you got a soft cream cheese or some of the preserves. They give you a little spreader to spread it on your crustinis.
Yeah, crustacean is very uncommon on a charcuterie board.
Yeah, you're right about that. got my crusties. See, like Charlie, you know, he's an older man today, but he's not crusty.
We're crusty.
Yeah,
we're crusty. Yeah, like a good baguette.
Yeah, crostini, crackers.
Or bruschetta, any kind of sesame crackers. But it's another way of putting it, and Cheese Cottage actually calls mm-hmm. one of theirs a plowman's lunch. Now, and plowman's lunch is actually Irish, but it's essentially a sandwich that's not put together.
Mm-hmm.
You put it together however you want.
So basically a charcuterie board, though, is it like a meal? Or is it just...
You can't. I've seen people make meals out of it. Or they'll have it before.
Even like, appetizers.
Like appetizers.
Yeah. It's grazing food is the best way to put it. And I believe there's a charcuterie company in town that calls himself Graze.
But here's another thing I've seen, too. They will use a small charcuterie, before the entree in some of the fine dining establishments around the world. They'll do it like right before they have their entree.
Okay, so if somebody's like me and they've never had a charcuterie board, if I'm close on the pronunciation,
you got it.
Will you be doing some of that this week?
Not if you want to call and order one, but mm-hmm. One of our sponsors, Le Bouchon, if you're in Baldwin County, go there and try it. Here, I suggest Cheese Cottage because that's their specialty on this side of the bay.
Mm-hmm.
go in and try the Plowman's Lunch. And here's the great thing about it, Charlie. You're just snacking and sharing. It's a very social thing.
Oh, I like the grazing part.
So you
part.
Can share what's on the board.
Right, right. And mm-hmm. you get the size board based on how many people are in your group.
At Le Bichon, theirs feeds four comfortably. And that's what they'll do. They'll get their table of four.
That's a lot of charcuterie and cheese. That's a lot.
Well, I mean, and they'll each get, and then they've all ordered pizzas. So they'll get their charcuterie before their pizza.
Right.
So, I mean, it can feed, I've seen one person sit there and eat charcuterie. But,
right. One person can have a modest-sized board, and it's a good, healthy lunch, actually. Because look at the French. They have the least healthy diet on the planet, and they're the second healthiest nation.
But because
the red wine, because of the way they eat, which is grazing, absolutely. And they walk everywhere they go.
All right, folks, we got to go on break. 251-343-0106 is the Callahan's. Happy birthday, JT. Social Irish Club texting line.
When we come back, we're going to learn all about this organization, Dwell Mobile.
We'll dwell on that.
I like chicken. I like fish. I like ice cream. What's this? This is juice. Uh-oh, I don't like juice. Chicken, ice cream, fish. I like ice cream. What's this? This is juice. This is juice. Uh-oh.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Chef Tawny Carter from the Prop and Gavel in Monroeville, and you're listening to The Sip and Chew.
Well, Michael, we have a lovely guest coming on. I just met this young lady the other night at Braided River Brewing. They were doing exactly what I want her to do now, and that is Jerry from Dwell Mobile. Jerry, please tell Mike, my co-host here, what it is Dwell Mobile does. He's so curious.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
I'm Jerry, and Dwell Mobile is an organization here in Mobile that works with people who've come as resettled refugees.
That is fantastic, because there's a lot of people coming. And you told me the other night most of what you're dealing with currently are people from parts of Africa?
Yeah, that's right. There has been, let's see, most of these people have come maybe 3 to 4 years ago. And before that, we had a lot of Iraqi people coming. And so when they come as resettled refugees, they get several months of help. From the government, and then like 3 months, and then after that, not much of anything. And so that's why Dwell Mobile was founded, to help after that point.
Right, to help fill that space. And I've got a good friend that I told you about who was from Vietnam and had to live in a refugee camp in Malaysia as a child before they could get to the U.S. And, you know, so I've heard his firsthand experience what this is like. And that's why it's great that your organization is there to help them out. Now, in what ways do you help them?
Sure, yeah. And we do a lot of things, but kind of our more structured programs are, we have English classes for people. And I think we talked about the other night, like, some of our participants are actually even second generation people from their families are from Vietnam. Mm-hmm. So we have English classes. We have a tutoring and soccer program for kids. So the idea is that if they come to tutoring, then they can come practice and play on our little soccer team.
There you go.
As hopefully an incentive.
A little positive reinforcement. I like it.
That's right. I mean, sometimes it works. Sometimes they don't really care about playing soccer. But a lot of that group is our people from Africa, like Congo and Sudan. And then we have, we do a monthly food distribution. I don't know if I talked to you about that, but it's
a
large scale.
But this is right up our alley.
Sorry?
I said, that's right up our alley.
That's right. You guys should come sometime and make some food from the food we get, and we'll see your level of, culinary, art.
Oh, now that's a challenge I could get into. What about you, Mike?
As always.
You want to do a chop-style basket with me?
Yes. So we get food from Feeding the Gulf Coast and distribute it both to our regular clientele, which runs around 100 people or so, and then we open it up to the larger community because it's like 5,000 pounds of food. So it serves a lot of people.
Oh, well, that's fantastic that you're giving to everyone. Now, y'all have an event coming up, and that's why I wanted to have you on so that you can talk about this event. That's this Thursday night, your open house. Tell us all about that.
Okay, sure, yeah. We have an open house Thursday night from 5:30 to 8, and it's kind of just a drop-in whenever anybody would want to come. And I think why we were talking about it, I mean, this isn't the main deal of the open house, but it's we have a lady who is cooking food who's from Iraq, and so there will be – she's one of the best chefs I've ever met, so there will be a lot of good food there. But the open house, it started – well, we started it last year, so this is second annual, and we recently were able to get space of our own, and we had spent last year kind of redoing that space. And so the idea – of the open house last year was let everybody come see the space, and it just worked out well. So it'll be a silent auction fundraiser open house with some good food and drink.
Oh, that is fantastic. Where is it going to be held at? Where is your space?
Our offices are right across from Whataburger on Government, 2496 Government Boulevard.
He knows where that is.
I know where Whataburger is. That's for sure.
Good landmark.
Okay. If people are interested in contributing to the organization or coming to the open house, how can they get in touch with you?
They can. I mean, you can always just show up to the open house.
That's Mike's way of doing things.
RSVPs so we can have a count on food, and that is you can email Dwell, D-W-E-L-L, at dwellmobile.org. And then also dwellmobile.org is our website, and there's a donate button on there. Or if you want to come to the open house, there'll be plenty of chances to give there.
Oh, well, thank you for coming on, Jerry. And it was wonderful meeting you and getting to learn about your organization Thursday night. And like I tell any of these organizations, if you can tie it into food, we'd love to have you on and help out. Because that's why we're here, right, Mike? We are advocates for the entire community.
And we love it if people bring us food here and live.
I appreciate the chance to come out or to talk, and I hope that you guys can come and taste some of the good food that we'll have on Thursday night.
Well, you know, I'll be slinging macaroni and cheese again, but you never know, Mike might show up. Just look for the dapper gentleman of about 85. That'll be him. I'm sorry, 65. My dyslexia teacher.
That's Charlie.
We'll have a seat for you.
All right. Thanks for coming on, Jerry. Folks, if you can, give from your heart. Help out Dwell Mobile. They're helping the newest round of Mobilians, people that are going to help push us forward. And she talked about some of the folks were Somalia and Congo. Man, there are some really horrible things happening.
There's a lot of, you know, people don't hear about all the horrors going on in Africa itself, especially Western Africa.
But and you say, and what you mean is west of the middle of the continent over, right?
They sit there and I mean they're annihilating their own people.
Because at the same time
slaughtering them.
At the same time,
the
greatest urban growth on this planet is happening in Southeast Asia and Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know I'm a nerd with stuff like this.
Mm.
There are cities, probably a dozen in each of those continents now, that are as large, if not larger, than the city of New York that were the size of Mobile in 1990.
Wow.
They're just exploding.
I know I've been wanting to go for a long time, it's on my bucket list, to South Africa because of the wine.
Right. And because of the surfing. You all don't know this, but Mike loves a tasty curl. He can get out there and hang it with the best of them.
Yeah,
wait
whatever.
A minute. That was a cheese curl, wasn't it?
Yes. He actually has a cheese curl shirt on today. That's how much he loves the cheese
without
curl.
Without getting crumbs on my fingers.
Right.
You know, it's a sophisticated.
He wears gloves, folks. That's his secret. Silk gloves.
But I've always wanted to go to Angel Falls, too.
That is in South America.
No, wait a minute. Where's the one in
Victoria?
South Africa.
Lake Victoria is there, and I think it's Victoria Falls, which is
Victoria.
That's like longer, now, like a longer sheet of water than like Niagara. Isn't
from now, Nodia, who owns the Haberdasher down there, phenomenal drinks, great food.
Yeah,
down on Dolphin Street downtown, he is from South Africa. Mm-hmm. And it does go back every now and then.
Lake Victoria in Tanzania.
I don't know.
Well, the reason I'm asking, because a plane crashed into it this morning.
Wow. Oh, okay. That's topical.
Yep.
Wow.
Right on top
Let's
of the
not talk about any other countries. Maybe no more planes will crash.
Well, the good news is that the water was fairly shallow, mm-hmm. and I don't know how many passengers may have gotten injured or worse, but they think that the wheels were sitting on the bottom, so it's just in water.
Oh, so okay, good. It's more of a water landing, or I guess a quicksand landing.
Yeah.
You know, growing up, I really thought quicksand would be more of a problem than it is.
Me too. I did too.
I mean, the shows we watched growing up,
you thought you had to
worry about it every time you walked in the woods.
I do. I did. I know you're. I'm with you. Because it seemed like every TV show we was watching, Gilligan's Island, Tarzan, whoever.
Blazing Saddles.
Somebody was falling. Yeah, Blazing Saddles. Somebody was falling in quicksand.
Whether it was a desert, a jungle.
I think I'm going to Home Depot. I hope there's no quicksand on the way. but no, my interest in South Africa is the wine region. Phenomenal wines. Great wines.
And I would like to try a number of the fruit because it's different fruit than we have here. Mm-hmm. As well as they eat a lot of beasts that we don't have. And barbecue, especially, you're talking about in South Africa, the South African style of barbecue, not different totally from what you would see with a Brazilian steakhouse, only this is all kinds of gazelles and elks and lions and cheetahs. And
rhino burgers.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. But it's still similar. It is an open fire form of cooking, and you get to choose a bunch of meat. And when is that a bad thing? Unless you're the animal. But, I mean, I guess for them, it's not the best day of the week. But for those consuming, sounds great. So I've seen some stuff on South Africa as well. And then when you, North Africa, remember, that's, you know, Moroccan food, you know.
Well, you know, it's
Egyptian food,
you get up near
Lebanese.
The Mediterranean, Somalian food.
Well, the Somali is more interior Africa.
Jordanian, all that. I've had some of that, man. I just love it.
You're getting into another continent now. Jordan's Asia.
Well, I mean, I know, but it just wraps around.
I have waxed before about how incredible I think the Mediterranean Sea has been, both for development of cultures on this planet and the food on this planet. Because, like, 75% of Western culture originated on the Mediterranean Sea. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you start at the top left-hand corner and move to the right, you've got Spain, France, Italy, Greece.
Right.
Then you make that turn, you're getting Hungary and Turkey and all of those. A little more of a turn. Now you're in the Middle East. You've got Jordan that you mentioned, Syria. Then you get to Israel. And now you're at North Africa when you make that little turn going back. It's just an incredible place on this planet that
I've never seen any agriculture films on those places on how, you know, what their top crops are. All you ever see is they're selling wheat, you know, and they certainly can't be eating bread all the time, you know, as skinny as they are. I walk down the bread aisle and I gain 10 or 12 pounds.
And, you know, that brings us to another topic that comes from that Mediterranean era. Do you have any clue how much of the food we eat is actually just grass? Well, you'll have to wait for the next segment to get an idea on that. Folks, the call-in line is 251. What's the rest?
343-0106.
Yeah, you got to make sure because I gave Jerry the wrong number.
The Callahan's our social club, JT birthday line.
You mean grass is for eating?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll run down what is grass when we come back.
Okay.
What kind of grass we're talking about.
Right.
Okay.
There's another one for smoking. Right?
Tiny bubbles. In the wine. Make me happy.
Make me happy.
Make me feel fine.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey folks, this is Arthur Green with Bay Barbecue, and you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
You know where you can find Bay Barbecue, don't you, Mike?
At Flo Shell.
In Flo Shell. What else is in Flo Shell?
One of our sponsors, Butch Cassidy's.
Yeah, Butch Cassidy's Cafe with the now famous Butch Burger.
It is now famous.
But not across the street from Bay Barbecue is Bob's Downtown Diner. It's at the corner of Fat and Happy.
All these places on the corners. I like the corners.
Yeah. Remind you of the days in the 70s when you worked hard for the money.
Hard for the money.
And you get twice the traffic going by, too.
But I've seen several people post on Facebook today that they're at Bob's down now. I'm sorry I wasn't there today, y'all.
Yeah, that's why they're there.
But anyway, Bob's, then they do, and they're in the mountains somewhere,
Colorado.
Colorado, yeah. Must be nice.
Yeah. Now, is Le Bouchon on a corner?
No.
Okay.
No,
it's in the parking lot.
No, it's not in the parking lot, but it's attached to a row of buildings.
Yeah.
But it's over in Daphne. It's a rock's throw, just a rock's throw from Mancy's. And but that's where you can get a great charcuterie board. And you know what else they put on that charcuterie board? Dave's Famous Pimento cheese.
Excellent.
And that stuff is good.
Yeah. And we also want to thank, now I can tell you right now because I've been there, and I think you have too, Hall Sausage is not on the corner either. It's on Iroquois.
They built it on the street out in the middle of nowhere, and then somebody
built a town around them. But, you know, not only can you get their incredible sausages in grocery stores all over the area, but you can get wholesale meats there. Folks, the holidays are coming up. You want to do rib? Don't go to Walmart for prime rib. Go to Hall's. Yeah. And see if they can hook you up with some prime rib. And alabamacoasting.com, you know they're going to be busy during the holidays coming up.
Oh, don't you know it.
Yeah. Go get through the holidays.
We hadn't heard from David today. So
that's okay. He pays us to talk for him.
That's right.
So if you want to know what they got going on coming up here with the holidays, alabamacoasting.com, or check out their Facebook, Alabama Coasting on Facebook.
Hey, there Stu, I should know the answer, but does Hall's have a retail part of their, you know, their building?
Yeah, you just walk in and there's an office-looking thing, and you knock on the door, and eventually somebody will come and help you out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They might have blood and gizzards all hanging all over them. They look like Granny. Remember?
All right, I just want to get through my T's about grass real quick.
Okay.
Wheat is a form of grass that we cultivated to create wheat. Other ones we did for the same thing to make flour, rye, and buckwheat. Those are obvious. Mm-hmm. Corn is a grass that mankind cultivated and manipulated until it looks like an ear of corn. It is just amazing how much grass we actually eat. But you had a question about smash burgers.
Yeah, I've had probably twice in the last as many weeks as I've gone to. I went to the Hammered Cow. And what's that called? Is it the inside or outsider downtown?
If it's inside, it's the inside. Okay, if you're outside, it's the outside. Okay. That's how you tell those apart. Yeah, Hammered Cow.
It's called the Hammered Cow.
It's a drunk cow.
And I went there, and also I went to the Mobile beignet place that has the Mobile burger.
Yeah.
Both were delicious. I love them. Now, there's something they do differently that leaves a little crispiness on the outside.
Here is the deal. Those are called smash burger style. It's not a true smash burger.
Okay.
The true smash burger originated in Chicago, but St. Louis people will tell you St. Louis. Doesn't matter. Those two cities do it. And if there's not a ton of onions pressed into that burger, it's not the true smash burger.
Really?
Yeah. You get a ton of onions, put them on the grill, put the burger on, and smash it into the onions.
Mm-hmm.
And you leave that side until the onions are caramelized. Mm-hmm. Then you flip it over and finish it. You take that same smashing thing, and John Gibson taught me this. They start out with a meatball on the grill.
Yeah.
For 30 seconds or
That's
you let the lipids loosen up, the proteins loosen up. We use two spatulas, and you just smash it down.
And you don't roll it over to the other side before you smash it?
No. You just want that one thing to set up. All you're trying to do is get those muscle tissues to warm up some so it will smash.
And don't smash with your hands.
Right, You use two spatulas, crossed over, smash them down, get it as thin as you possibly can.
And believe it or
one
not.
One flip after that. And it makes a great burn. That's a diner style burn.
Believe it or not, that's how I do my sausage.
Yeah.
It's not really a ball.
Right. And what you're,
but
and,
it's in a wad, and I caramelize it on one side.
And I will and tell then, you, of that style, which I think comes from the Midwest, like I say, it's the true smash burger. Is the onions embedded into it. And they've been doing that for 50 years or so in Chicago and St. Louis. But there's a chain out of New York called Smashburger mm-hmm. that just does the technique we're talking about where you smash the meatball into a patty.
That's interesting.
And it's one of the best fast food chains out there. We just don't have one in this area.
I'm going to start eating more Smashburgers.
I will throw you one right down the street. This is not local. This is a chain, so Charlie can go there.
Oh, great.
Just came to town from Wisconsin, and that's Culver's.
I've eaten there at the one in Foley. Yeah.
The burgers are quite good there, and there's another one.
And they serve mashed potatoes,
Wait a
Charlie.
Minute. Now, what's the name?
Culver's.
Culver's.
It used to be the Ruby Tuesday right down here on Airport by IHOP.
Oh, okay.
And they serve gravy and mashed potatoes with
and
your hamburger.
Frozen custard.
And frozen custard.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, frozen. It's and well, I, mean, I tried one in St. Paul when we were up on our trip up there, which is where they come from.
So let and me ask you. On these smash burgers, can you cook them on a mat that you put on your grill?
Yes, actually you could, but you wouldn't want to because you're grilling them. Don't screw that up. But Charlie just got a grilling mat, and this one has the lines on it so that you can get grill marks.
That's what my son said.
What's the product made of? I don't know.
I haven't unrolled them yet to try.
Okay,
it.
So it's going to be like the copper stuff.
What I want is a tip on a couple of fruits or vegetables I could begin with.
Any fruit or vegetable you like. What it basically does is it gives you the ability to cook stuff on your grill without it falling through the grill.
I'll give you some watermelon, pineapple.
Wait a minute! You grilled watermelon?
Oh my God!
And it doesn't just dissolve?
You cut it, or you go ahead and buy it into slices and put them on the grill.
With peaches.
Peaches are great on the grill.
Yeah, if you can find any that's worth eating this time of year,
go up to Chilton County.
Mangoes? Can you do mangoes?
I mean, if Pineapple. You put it on there and it doesn't work,
yeah,
then you know it doesn't work. But for the most part, it's just like using a skillet. It turns your grill into a skillet.
Oh, okay.
Which now, is still grilling, by the way.
Depends on what you're going to do with the pineapple. If you just want to get grilled pineapple, get you a fresh pineapple and cut it long ways. Cut it long strips instead of the rings.
Captain like Pineapple over here will hook you up.
You cut them long ways. I've never heard of that. No,
like cigars.
You just punch them out, the punch center out, take the outside off, and just cut them long ways in like long pie shapes, and then put those on the grill like that.
And you know what's great about pineapple? It is a totally renewable food source. You cut the top off, stick it in the ground, you'll have another pineapple.
And if you cut out all the insides of it, you can make a drink called Sex on the Beach.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen anybody use the pineapple for it. It's usually just a bunch of red stuff.
And they cut the top off, and you put that with the straw down in it.
Guess what Charlie's going to be wanting for his birthday when he gets home?
It's too cold to go to
cruise ship tickets.
Margaritas.
Cruise ship tickets. That's what
there
he wants.
Go. I'll vote for that.
All right, folks. It's the end of another ridiculous hour of Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Happy Nacho Day.
Happy Nacho Day. Now that should be a national holiday. And how was this not on Super Bowl Sunday?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't make them up. It probably was 20 years ago. They keep moving it back.
Only when San Diego plays.
Are y'all ready to say bye?
Yes, provolone, folks.
That explains why the orchestra's here.
Tip your servers, provolone.
Provolone.
Carnivorous habits. Made in nearly 7